Hello and welcome to another Drama New South Wales podcast. My name is Claire Colebrook and today I'm in conversation with the wonderful
Extremely excited today to welcome the most amazing person. She actually needs a marching band to accompany this. The wonderful Diane MacDonald, or as we all know her, Di Mac. Welcome.
Oh, yay. Thank you, lovely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. We're going to have a little journey backwards. So how long have you been teaching for?
Oh, look, since the Stone Age. I've been teaching for 35 years. So I started when I was 12, clearly. and I've been at my current school for like 33 years. So, I kind of have the motto, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Absolutely. No, hang on, that's not right.
Oh, well, either or.
Yeah.
So you've also done, like, throughout your years, like, marking in all different ways. You've done itinerant and writing. What else have you done?
I still love going HSC marking. I still think it's the most valuable tool that any drama teacher can use. So I've been a marker in written. I've been a marker in itinerant. I've been a marker in design. I've done critical analysis. I've done promotion design. I've done costume design. I'm now in video. I love doing video. I've done script writing. I think I've done all of them, actually. I've been a judge, I've been a chief judge, and three times I've been the chief examiner. So I've written the HSC paper. So I kind of go, my next step probably is to just take over NESSET completely.
Oh, and so, you know what? We would be totally okay with that. I shouldn't say that. Whoops. No.
And darling, feather boas and glitter for everyone, I feel.
Oh, absolutely. So when you are creating, like, the questions for the HSC, like, how do you, like, are you in this room where you're just bantering around ideas?
Or,
like,
basically what it's like. It's just making sure that you have a knowledge of every single topic and just sort of, you know, being able to, you know, with other people sort of, you know, put it together. So I would really encourage people to, if you are an experienced drama teacher, apply for marking. If you're a very experienced drama teacher, apply to be on the examination committee, because it's a really wonderful experience and it's a really intellectually challenged experience too. But certainly it's great fun, and it just allows you to get inside the mind of the students as well. You know, we have students in drama all over the state, so it's really important to keep every single student in the back of your mind. You know, students are doing drama with incredible facilities, and students are doing drama, you know, in all sorts of facilities, so in school halls and everything. So it's really important to sort of think of everybody when you're putting something like that together.
Absolutely. So when you started your drama teaching journey, were you just trained in drama, or were you trained in other subject areas?
No, I was trained in drama and English, which I think a lot of us were. And I did a little history minor as well. I started teaching drama. I had drama and English when I first started, and then drama sort of got bigger and bigger. And I just went, well, okay, I'm quite happy just to be drama only. And I've been drama only for sort of, you know, 25 years now, which is great. So it's exciting. I think we have a really fantastic subject. Mm-hmm. We have really amazing kids a lot of the time that want to select it. And most importantly, I think we have the one subject that can be completely life-changing.
Oh, 100%. And with teachers like you, oh, my goodness. So you're also an actor, so can you tell us a little bit about some of the productions that you've been in, or you've performed as?
I think as a drama teacher it's really important to put yourself out there and kind of show the students that what you're teaching them you can actually do as well. So I sort of went through a whole sort of time where I was madly trying to get in a show every year as well so I could do that. I think one of my favourite shows that I was in, I directed as well, and I did a production of Ruby Moon in 2009, the year I also had three year 12 drama classes. So
you're insane.
I had like 60 kids doing HSC drama, and I went, you know what, I reckon I could act in and direct Ruby Moon as well. So that was really successful and great for my students to see a sort of a different version, I guess, of the one that we'd staged in class. I've just recently, but pre-COVID, was in Parramatta Girls, which I found fantastic. It was the most incredible bunch of female actors A lot of us are still in touch today, and we really kind of, we went out to Parramatta, we sort of lived that experience, and we had an amazing director. So I loved doing that. And the same director did Eyes to the Floor the year after, which I was lucky enough to be in. But yeah, I often get typecast as comedic characters, but the Eyes to the Floor, I played someone who looked comedic on the outside, but was actually quite evil and nasty on the inside. So that was heaps of fun to play. Ooh. So, but yeah, no, I'm looking, I'm sort of haven't done any acting since COVID because so much shut down. So I'm always looking for, you know, little opportunities.
Yeah. So is anybody out there listening that has a part to die? Yes. So years ago, I have to confess, I was sitting in a Drama New South Wales conference workshop, and this woman walked up, and this is pre me knowing you, and it was 50 Shades of A or something. Oh, yeah. You called it. Anyway, so I'm this kind of drama teacher. I'm a singular drama teacher in my school. Not a lot of people around me.
Yeah.
And I came to this workshop, and you just blew my mind with just really simple suggestions on how to drive some outcomes and lead to enhanced outcomes for our students. And I know this is a fair way back, but could you tell us a little bit about some of your ideas to kind of help us in our drama classrooms?
Yeah, look, I think we're so lucky in that we have a very clear, structured syllabus. And when the students are in year 12, you go, okay, they need to do a major work, they need to do a group performance, and they need to be able to write essays on whatever topics they're doing. So my sort of like how success comes is we start training them in year 9. So in year 9, you need to learn how to write like an HSC essay. You need to know how to put together a group performance. You need to start thinking about, well, drama is more than just about performance. So in year 10, we sort of have, you know, a couple of little moments where they can do some design work, or they can write a script, or they can write a review. So we actually at our school call it back mapping. So you look at what's in year 12 and you go, okay, let's back map so that by the time the students actually start year 12, they have all the skills that they need to be able to access anything in the year 10 in the year 12 syllabus. So, you know, you find those kids. I found a kid this year who's desperately wants to be an architect and is really interested in space and design. So obviously I've said to her, I think set design is going to be great for you. Ooh. You know, as much as it panics me, you know, building things and, you know,
that's definitely scale not, models.
Yes, scale models and, you know, 1 to 25, you know, that is not my skill set. But, you know, she's had this real interest in architecture, and she's, so we, you know, we always have that sort of that year 11, those mad three terms where you're trying to bring other students up to speed. So it's tricky, but you just kind of, and again, I think part of the reason is both myself and my colleague, Chris Rutherford, we both go out HSC marking. So, you know, written projects, itinerant, you know, you just get a really clear sense of what an A is if you're actually out seeing it every year.
Absolutely. I from that workshop, I went back and I did backward map, and it has completely changed the way that I teach my stage stage 5 and stage 6. And yeah, I'm now getting kids in the upper ranges now, which is just phenomenal.
Oh yeah, so good.
Shifted the culture. So yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, darling, my pleasure.
So also, I'm not sure if everyone knows, DiMac is actually a meme. And the meme the meme says bang on. And I want you to just kind of unpack that a little bit for us. If you go through Drama Peeps and you search DiMac, there's like this meme that comes up and it says bang on, and it was Di somewhere. So if you could tell us a little bit about that story.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. I asked a question on Q&A one night back, probably, you know, 8 or 9 years ago now. And it was when the curriculum review was being done. And I was outraged because the curriculum review panel were entirely male and entirely kind of people in the upper echelons of education. So I'd fired off this question to Q&A on the weekend when Q&A was on a Monday night, and it was, you know, the show to watch at the time. about how the curriculum review panel were basically almost dead white males. Thank you, David Williamson, for that lovely dramatic reference. And they basically rang me straight back and said, we'd love to have you on. And of course, I went, oh, it's Monday, I'm not doing anything else. I'll whiz into the Q&A studios. And it was night that Dr. Brian Cox, who I love, you know, sexy scientist, and the amazing Richard Gill from the beautiful classic musician were both on. And of course, I, you know, stood up and asked my question and the panel just went mad. And Richard Gill, I then asked about me and said, you know, who is this feisty lady? And, you know, and she was told to keep banging on. So somebody on Drama Peeps, I'm not even sure who it is, just created this meme. So it was super funny and, of course, super hilarious. The kids at school who'd watched it were just like, oh, my God, of all the places we thought we'd see you, Q&A was not one of them. But it was great. So it caused a bit of ruckus. And I don't know that the curriculum review panel were very impressed with their description of being almost dead white males. But there we go. Still fighting, still feisty, still banging on.
Love it, love it. And that's why we love you, Di. just a quick thing, I guess, back to our classrooms. How have you found students returning after COVID in terms of skills, and what are you having to change about your teaching practice to try and get them up and happening?
Oh, my goodness. All of us are struggling, I think. Well, certainly on an overall vision, I'm kind of worried about the way the arts has been impacted by COVID. I think the arts is coming back. I've been concerned with the numbers of students who are dropping drama across the state. So, you know, that concerns me. I believe there's been a small increase this year. So that's really powerful. I think the kids, this generation, their attention span is a little shorter, which for teenagers was tough anyway. But I'm guessing, you know, I just keep trying to tap into something that they're interested in to try and, you know, create that connection between what we're doing in the classroom and what they're experiencing, you know, their own experience. I feel it. I think every teacher in every subject is feeling it. We've got a massive advantage in that ours is for most schools in my school anyway, we're an elective. So you have chosen to be here with me and, you know, we're going to have a great time. You're going to learn a lot. One of the things I try to do, and I really want drama to do for us even more, is to give the students a voice, create work that matters to you. What do you want to have your voice about? Because I think in COVID, so much was out of their control that they didn't have a voice. They lost their voice. They lost their power to, you know, to have any say over what they did. I guess all of us did in a way. So I kind of feel that's a really interesting, you know, keep tapping into, you know, what do you want to create a piece of theatre about? What do you want to say? What is your world about? So I think that's, for me, that's coming back in and tapping into that and saying, right, this is what I think is what do you think is important? So, look, it's tough. It's tough for everybody. I just keep going in occasionally with Fredo Frogs. You know, sometimes you just go, you know, a bit of chocolate.
Yeah, you know your audience.
Bit of sugar. yep, you know, year nine on a Friday afternoon, last lesson.
Whatever you have to do to get through it.
Chocolate is the answer to everything. I'd say alcohol, but we're not allowed to do that. No, that's for us later. That's for us when we get home on Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Di, I could talk to you for hours, but we're going to have to leave it there. But before you go, I'm going to name you the Golden Girl of Drama because you are just like such an inspiration. And I'm sure everybody listening to you right now are just going to be blown away with what you've had to say, your experience, and just your knowledge into drama and to have you in those rooms behind those closed doors fighting for us and writing for us is just the best. So Golden Girl, Di Mack, we love you.
Thank you. I'll keep banging on for as long as I can.
Bang
on,
girlfriend. All right, lovely.
This is a Drama New South Wales podcast hosted by Claire Colebrook. For more Drama New South Wales podcasts, go to our Drama New South Wales podcast channel.